It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Well, hello. Okay. Well, goodbye. Welcome, everybody. The Aristocrats. Oh, don't wake that goddamn thing up.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Eat shit, Derek.
Kevin.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
And Steven.
So.
That thing's not going to stop. Kevin picked up a Furby.
Mom.
And it's going to be talking.
Ding.
Does this thing go any louder?
No.
I just did an impersonation.
Heard it.
I didn't. What was it?
I did an impersonation.
Of what?
I'll do it again.
Okay. Mom. Ding. Go.
Mandingo?
Yeah.
All right. Did it.
Governor of porn.
Ooh. Governor of Minnesota. So we haven't done a show in, what, half a month?
Something like that.
It feels like a lifetime.
The first show of April.
So that means that there's probably lots to talk about.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to say on this day in 2010, Peter Steele fucking died.
Wow.
It's history.
And on this day, 2010, I didn't give a shit.
Wow.
Just jealous of his cock.
Yada, yada, yada.
Better than us.
Is that a Seinfeld episode?
Yada, 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 and we're done. Okay. There's actually an app now where you can feed it and talk to it and all kinds
too
of
much.
Stupid shit.
It's like an asshole.
Yeah.
And I take it that this is yours.
Yeah, you know, I like Furbies. Mm-hmm.
Its eyes just turned into diamonds.
Yeah, it likes you.
Oh, who, me or Matt?
I think it likes everybody. Seriously. Sorry.
Wow.
Right, wow. Feel free to chuck that thing.
Say no more.
All right.
No, no problem.
How do you power this thing down?
That's the thing. You don't. That's why I told you not to touch it.
You can't touch it. You can't. You have to like leave it be for like 3 hours.
You can't touch it for like an hour and then maybe. Well, if you feed it, it's just going to come back for more.
When is it shit?
It's like a stray cat. It just keeps coming back. And the Furby came back
Furby.
The very next day. So you guys did lots of shows, huh?
Oh man.
I mean not as much as he did, but
Yeah, you're all over the place, Corey Havoc.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild.
Thank you.
What am I up to? I think about 5 shows in 2 weeks.
Damn. Nice.
Yeah. Mm.
You're almost like a professional.
Almost.
Like, wrestler.
Yeah. And specifically, like, the WrestleMania weekend shows were just nuts.
Yeah.
And I'll just point this out. I'm sitting there at one point talking to a guy, and somebody walks up and goes, "Hey, we think Jake the Snake's here." And we're like, no. And then we look, like, within a minute, I look over my shoulder, and walking in the back door of the building is Jake the Snake.
Wow.
And just casually walks in and, oh, hi.
How do you look?
Old, but, like, good old, you know, like,
how's
alive.
How's the DDP
healthy.
Yoga working out for him?
By all accounts that I hear, great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody's on board with that.
Yep. Yeah. But those first 2 shows, WrestleMania weekend, just those for Pro Wrestling Syndicate, and, I mean, Bret Hart was there.
What?
Yeah, dude, it was nuts.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Bret Hart, Vader, Jushin Liger.
Did you have any mark-out moments?
Actually, the person who I was most excited about, believe it or not, was the guest commentator for the night.
Oh. Marty Jannetty?
Nope.
Oh.
Primetime Sam Roberts of the Opie and Anthony Show.
Ah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
No but, Virgil?
No Virgil. Right. But John Morrison was on the show. And actually, it's her birthday today, but Lita.
Oh.
She showed up to sign autographs.
Amy Dumas?
Yeah.
Dumas.
It was the final appearance as a team of the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. 29 years in the making.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was probably one of the weirdest segments I've ever seen on a wrestling show.
What did they do?
Well, Nikolai and Sheik were in the ring, and you know they're baby facing each other and putting each other over, and then
Chiba Jorasha.
Nikolai does his "I'm going to sing" bit.
Wait, they weren't wrestling, right?
No.
Okay.
Well, sort of.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Nikolai starts singing, and he gets jumped from behind by this big Arabian looking dude who then puts him in a camel clutch, and as he's doing it, Sheik gets on the microphone, starts calling Nikolai a faggot and saying that he had to carry him all this time.
Yes.
And
that's
and,
awesome.
And then he introduced the guy giving him the clutch as his nephew. We're all just sitting there like, what just happened?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right.
So he made him humble, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I mean, you know, whether it was on the show or backstage, like, there was just craziness going on for these first two shows, including a spat between the promoter and one of the agents, which wound up with the agent getting punched in the face.
Oh, boy.
And just a wild brawl ensuing that spilled out into the audience, and the locker room had to clear out and drag them back into the back.
Mm-hmm.
It was nuts.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anybody want to guess what the total combined age is for the Iron Sheik and Nikolai
That's what
Volkov?
They should start doing. At a total combined age of 127.
I'm going 140.
You had an echo when you started that.
It's pretty close. Yeah, well,
I'm going 140.
It's pretty close.
132.
Damn.
What do you think?
I couldn't even imagine. I guess that sounds about right. 130?
138.
138?
65 and 73?
How are they alive?
I don't know.
Which one's 73?
Sheiky.
I'm not going to guess that, but.
Well, even Bob Backlund. Bob Backlund is like 63 or 64. He looked fantastic.
Yeah.
That's not a bad age nowadays. When we were kids.
But
like,
he's a professional wrestler.
Well, Bob Backlund, you know, is known for taking very good care of himself, whereas Sheik openly admits to smoking crack.
Yeah.
So,
big difference.
You could see one being a little worse for wear.
The upgrade.
I'd love to see Bob Backlund doing like a seminar where he's trying to motivate Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
Like Bob Backlund DDP's.
Sheik. Bob Backlund Say No to Drug campaign. Yeah.
Say No to Drug.
You shouldn't be smoking crack! Well, one weird Sheik moment that I had at a show recently was he was doing an autograph thing, and one of the guys who regularly wrestles with us does a Sheik impression and does it for Sheik, and Sheik loves it.
Yeah.
And Sheik's just sitting there being excited and clapping his hands as this guy's doing the impression of him. And then he goes, oh, he'll come here, and he like kissed him on the cheek. He goes, I see you at least one more time before I die.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, that's so sad.
But didn't Sheiky get kicked out of a bar in Rumson a number of years ago?
I do know one of our mutual friend's fathers arrested him.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For smuggling coke in his foreskin, right?
Oh, my God. Yikes.
Not in the baggies. Baggies are for faggies. That's it.
Coke in his foreskin.
Right in his iron sheath.
It's like a.
Oh, no.
That was a callback. From many years ago when you said that you saw Iron Sheik snorting coke through his dick hole.
I did say that. I didn't really see that, but I said that.
He did say it.
Through his dick hole. Imagine like, seeing coke go up a dick hole.
No, more importantly.
It's like an anteater.
It's like a funnel in it.
Getting it out of the foreskin, I think, is more of the sight, because you just got to roll it back and like scrape it out. I mean, unless you already got it cut, and then everybody's just got to sniff it off his dick.
It was
he rolls back the foreskin, and everybody does.
I wonder how bad that would smell, like sniffing schmegma coke.
Oh, we're all out of coke. What do we do? Well, there's still that little bit left in Sheik's foreskin.
And his uncut hog.
Oh, man.
Is that why my mouth is numb?
Coke residue and Sheik's foreskin.
Ugh. Wow.
That's the show title.
Residue. Half of Columbia's in there.
But the end of show number two, which was would have been the Friday before WrestleMania. The very last match was one of the bloodiest matches I've ever seen in my life.
Ooh, in your life?
In my life, yes. Between New Jack and a well-known deathmatch wrestler named the Necro Butcher. Mm. And, you know, you'll see a wrestler bleed, and it'll be just, you know, regular color of blood. And then you see, like, somebody whose face got run over by, like, a car.
Yeah.
And this one guy, like, Necro Butcher's face was that dark, like, disgusting, like, this is blood coming from your soul.
Oh, my God.
Like, major arteries have opened.
Yeah. So the match ends, and it's New Jack's last match. He officially announced that he was retiring, and he does a speech, and they ask that the locker room come out and show their support for New Jack. So we're all standing around the ring. He's doing a speech, and it was like a nice speech. He thanked everybody for, you know, the career he's had. And then he turns to the DJ and says, I need you to play a song for me. You know what song it is. If you don't do it, I'm going to come out there and stab you.
Wow.
He means it.
So the DJ's like, oh, no, I got it. So the song starts
YMCA,
playing.
YMCA, I got it.
And New Jack begins to rap.
Oh, no.
So the closing moment of this last show is New Jack rapping. It was nuts.
Going out with a bang.
Yeah. And
is
somewhere
that his
in
new
there,
career?
I don't know. Well, no, he said Hollywood's calling, so.
Oh, my God. Highly unlikely. But maybe he knows something we don't.
Maybe a brothel somewhere. how was Demolition?
Yeah, well, then we get to Saturday night.
Oh.
The two rude dudes faced off against Demolition, and I have not heard boo since.
Yeah?
No pictures, no videos.
Well, that's because Demolition's agents told us we weren't allowed to post anything. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'd be sued unless we paid them.
Wait, are you serious?
No, I'm lying.
Okay. I was going to say, I didn't think they had an agent.
No. Barry Darso turned out to be really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's he looking? DDP yoga?
No.
Yeah.
More like, you know, MGD bottle.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. But no, he was really cool and he gave us a lot of advice. Meanwhile, old Billy didn't really care too much for us.
And, really?
Yeah.
Why?
But he didn't hate us as much as he usually hates people.
So he's known for being.
Literally any question anybody had for him all night, he answered with a yes, even if it wasn't a yes or no question.
What time are you going on?
Yes.
It would have been more hilarious if you went, well, and that was it. Nothing else.
You know, to be honest with you, Matt, your impersonation
spot on.
Is spot on.
It's Ronald Reagan.
It is. Ronald Reagan. It's
mixed
joke.
With who? It was mixed with somebody. You had said. Ronald Reagan.
We said somebody else.
Yeah, you like combined, like mashed up two people, but it was dead on.
But yeah.
This match continued a trend of half of a famous wrestling tag team hitting me with a chair for no reason.
I did see that.
First was Sags of the Nasty Boys. Just hit me from behind with a chair.
Wait, in the back or
like
in the ring?
No, we had the match and they called for us to do one of those like where we're gonna walk out and they come and get us. But rather than come get us, Knobs kindly grabs Steve when and Sags just hits me with a chair.
Yeah.
And that was our match with the Nasty Boys.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the match with Demolition, I'm outside on the floor and old Billy Boy decides to just pick up a chair and hit me with it.
Wow. Nice.
In the back again.
Yeah, that's Axe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
Billy and Barry.
The difference was this time it wasn't one of those metal folding chairs. It was one of those big plastic like
like what Iron Mike hit you with.
Yeah, like the waiting room chairs.
No, like the kind that would go the kind that would go with like this table. That kind of folding chair with the metal frame but like the thick plastic seat and the thick plastic back.
That doesn't fold.
Unforgiving.
By the way, Iron Mike was the other one. We said it was Ronald Reagan and Iron Mike.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And that makes sense that he hit Kevin with the improper type of chair because Iron Mike hit you with an improper type of
chair. He asked me if I wanted to learn how to take a chair shot. Mm-hmm. I said, sure. He goes, okay, here we go. And he grabs one of these chairs that's like just a mold,
yeah,
like a waiting room chair. Like and he holds it over my head upside down and just plunges it right on top of my skull.
Yes.
And I instantly, I'm just like, ah! He just, ah, ah, ah. So he didn't teach me anything. He just wanted to hit me with a chair. Yeah.
He graduated. You graduated that day.
Yeah. Oh, I'll give you $5 off. Just kidding.
Just kidding. Give me 10 more.
Yeah. I'll be an extra $10.
But that demolition was pretty cool.
That's good.
Overall.
Yeah.
We found out afterwards that apparently Axe liked us more than he likes other people because he is known to fish hook people, like legit fish hook.
Really?
And he really didn't do it to us.
So. He didn't do it to you.
Oh, did he catch you? Had his little stubby sausage finger.
I mean,
in your
I remember
mouth?
Seeing his finger go in your mouth, but like. I didn't really see him yank.
Yeah, you want to know why he didn't yank? Because I was holding his wrists in place so he couldn't
pull.
So he
was trying to get you?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Should just bit his finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on the ring apron, and I was looking at his finger in Kev's mouth, and I was like, that's fucking strange. Yeah.
So for people that are in the chat or watching on YouTube, if this goes up, the chair on the screen right now is basically what I got hit in the head with.
Yeah, pretty much along these lines.
Yeah, just cheaper because it was, you know, Asbury Park.
Maybe my tattoo scared him. So you don't want to mess with me.
Whoa.
Maybe.
Yes.
Oh, 3 seconds of dead air. That's uh-oh. It.
Well,
it all
right. This
that was
fun.
Three. That was only a second and a half. All
but right. Smash was awesome.
Yeah.
Good. Just the whole night.
Nice.
He was awesome. He gave us a lot of good
did they come out with face paint? Or?
They showed up to the building with face paint.
Oh, Jesus.
Did they?
Well, they were at a signing beforehand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Although it did kind of look like Barry Darso did his face paint while wearing sunglasses because there was just like
nothing around the eyes.
Well, he always did that.
Yeah.
He always had a spot
for
the eyes.
There's something, it was either an interview with them or somebody said that he would not get the face paint close to his eyes because it bothered him or something.
Maybe.
So that makes sense.
But
Axe would get that shit.
But this went from eyebrow to cheekbone. Like, there was no paint.
Yeah.
Now, how old is he?
Axe is 65, same age as Nick.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Wow. Smash is like 53, 54, something like that.
Yeah, he still works.
See, he always left.
Well, I'll be damned.
He always left the goggles.
Well, I guess because it also didn't go that far up his head or that far down his chin.
Yeah,
it
looked a
it
little.
It looked, yeah, but.
And it also wasn't the same kind of paint either. It was like water paint.
Water paint.
No, well, it looked like he painted with. You know when you get those coloring books with the little wet the brush and rub it on this piece of paper.
Watercolor,
yeah.
Yeah.
Granddaughter did it.
Yeah.
Like it was transparent almost.
Did they have the gear and everything?
No.
Oh
no.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, they went full on with the suits?
No, absolutely not.
They have shirts?
And they were actually wearing dirt bike boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like MSR dirt bike boots.
I can't wait to see what they look like.
No, to be honest with you, if they really wanted to, they could probably go back for like an old school Raw and work a quick match. You know, even Axe, like
you
the way he was working was still like indie level.
Because Axe stopped a long time ago.
He never really stopped.
Axe?
Well, I mean, when Crush came, he kind of stopped.
Oh, yeah. But he still kept wrestling. Hmm. I know he was hurt when they brought Crush in, but.
I know he's been doing indie shows in this area, at least for a very long time, with doing the Masked Superstar gimmick.
Oh, right.
Yeah. For a long time.
But he was working. Like, he wasn't going crazy hitting the ropes and shit, but like, you know, he. Snap Mary Kev, and then he's asking ref, can I do this? And he's like bending his fingers, you know, but like slowly the crowd's into it. So.
Yeah, it was demolition.
He can still
he's
do his thing.
He's a very ridiculous animated person.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
So anything else fantastic happen?
Well, Matt went to WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
While you guys were working all those shows, I was working the dogs at WrestleMania.
That's right. Working the hot dogs, Dan.
Yeah.
Extra fucking sour
cream. How was P. Diddy?
don't know because I was purchasing hot dogs.
Oh.
Now, wait, was that when you were purchasing hot dogs or scavenging for hot
that
dogs?
That was, well, yeah, the whole time. Well, I went to get a cheesesteak. They were out of cheesesteaks.
Cheesesteak.
Yeah.
There was a concession crisis at WrestleMania, from what I heard.
They were running out. They were running out of food. So
how much is a cheesesteak?
Well, what was it? 80,000?
Like, it's probably like
$8. 200?
81,000 almost. Yeah, I went to get a cheesesteak. As soon as I saw them. Because everybody was like, what are they setting up, like, during the match before P. Diddy? And everybody's like, oh, maybe it's Triple H's entrance or something like that. And I was like, no, it's P. Diddy. And as soon as the bell rang for that match, I got right up and I went to get something to eat. And I could kind of hear like muffled like bullshit. I didn't hear anything.
Muffled bullshit. That's all it was.
I couldn't make out a single
Were you one of the people that
lyric.
Were caught with the obstruction?
No.
What?
Apparently. Oh, this the because of the
the tent.
The overhead thing. Yeah, I was kind of worried at that, but we were perfect.
Well, apparently there's a lot of people trying to sue to get their money back.
There's people who are far enough away that you probably couldn't see the ring because of the posts. They have like these four-foot stands holding up this giant canopy above the ring.
Yeah.
They really can't do much about that.
I'm sure whoever was selling the tickets, whatever third party or whatever, even WWE, I'm sure covers their bases with, you know, there may be things obstructing, and I'm sure even people sue. They're safe.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going
to
be able to get anything.
The obstructed view thing, they might be able to get their money back, but I don't know. But whatever the case may be, I was definitely worried about that going in.
The fuck?
I don't know who that first one was.
That
but
was me.
Okay.
Is that your ass?
It was one of those burps you don't have to push for. It just comes out.
Oh, hey.
So, yeah, I was. We definitely had good seats. I was very happy with them.
Good.
My little cousins were with me and their father and their uncle and cousin. But when we got there, the boys were just like, why does the ring look so small? And we're like, it's a big place.
Yeah.
And if you wanted us to break the bank, we could have gotten those seats down there. But
no.
Still, it's $200 a seat.
Yeah.
You know, for
some guy at work was selling tickets for $80 a piece. He had like four of them.
Yeah, you would have been one of the people that were looking at nothing but the post.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Well, I know a lot of people who bought lots of tickets, you know, at face value and were trying to resell them and nobody would buy them.
Because you knew they were going to be shit seats.
Yeah. Well, I know somebody I know had a handful of tickets that were $480 a piece.
Oh, those are ringsides.
Yeah.
Floor seats.
And they were attempting to resell those and couldn't. So they just had a bunch of tickets that they had to eat.
That's rough. That like, you should go for like the $200 seats, sell them for like $250 maybe, make a few bucks on them. But usually they go for like a little over double face value on StubHub. It's just that you get to pick where you want to sit on there. Really.
Yeah.
So, you know, that there's like an advantage to that. So,
now we all watched it, right?
Yeah, most of it.
What was your overall thoughts on it?
Yeah.
It was meh.
Like, my Rampage Rogers Facebook feed just lit up with people complaining. Like,
yeah.
Nonstop.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't pay for it. Let's just say that.
Ooh.
Well, and I'm glad I didn't either. But. Only because of the ridiculous price.
$60?
Yeah.
70. I think it was like 69.
Really?
Something like that. Close to high 60s.
It was close to 70 for the HD one and then like HD. 65 for standard definition.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going up gradually every year. It'll be $100 probably within the next few years.
Like, for me, like, I do have things that I didn't like about it, but I don't take to the fucking intranets to complain about
That's all they have.
I guess you're right.
What else are they going to do? Say, hey, that was great.
You know, and people were complaining before the event even happened about how bad it was going to be. So, all right, then why are you watching it?
Yeah. Well, when was the last real good WrestleMania? Isn't every WrestleMania nowadays just
according
like
to most,
more hype?
According to most, the last two truly great WrestleManias were like
one and two.
were like
nine.
17, 9
and one that didn't happen.
17 and like 23, I think.
No idea.
Which was the one with Jericho and Shawn Michaels?
That's Cricket Town, please.
Dead Air Redemption.
Cricket Town.
That was 3 seconds.
Back it up.
No idea.
Okay. Well, whatever one that was. Supposedly that one was really good. I didn't say it. But yeah, 17 was supposedly like one of the best in.
I mean, going into it, like,
time. And that was over 12 years ago. So.
The only thing I didn't like about this one is half of it was last year's, too. That's the only thing I didn't like going into it. But
yeah.
A lot of repeat.
Good thing I didn't watch it last year.
Yeah. It's all new to you.
Hey.
It's new to me.
So a little interesting thing I saw about this year's WrestleMania, did everyone get to see the Triple H match?
Yes.
Where he got burnt to shit?
Yeah. He comes through the entryway. And there's what appears to be some kind of white powder on his all over his belly.
All over.
And, you know, of course, everyone starts making the cocaine jokes and, yeah. and
well,
whatnot.
See, real quick, when he first came out, it was the neon because of, yeah. his colors for the lighting and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, my God, it's jizz. You know, immediately. But it was.
Yeah. But do you know what it actually turned out to be?
Well, I guess
the smoke machine misfired and launched pellets of dry ice all over his stomach.
Yeah.
Damn.
Thus causing second-degree burns throughout his abdomen.
Hey, Matt, can you pull up Derek's?
I'm going to go that. Yeah, I'm getting the before and after.
He took it like a champ, though.
Well, yeah, he did.
He's got a fantastic physique.
He didn't even wipe it off.
So yeah, well,
he was trying.
You saw him touch it, but yeah, I mean, that's... You'd probably end up...
He looks like me.
What I assume is if dry ice touches you on your skin, especially if your skin's already moist, it's going to stick to you pretty fucking good, and you're going to have to wait for it to melt off.
It burns pretty good, too.
Yeah, and you got to think of this. Like, not only did he get that, but then he had to go and wrestle for, you know, 20 minutes or whatever he ended up doing with that still on him.
Pretty gross.
And I wonder if, I don't know how it works, but I wonder if it burned Brock, too, at all, like, residual or whatever.
Well, I'm sure by the time that...
By the time he got in the ring, I'm sure that the... stuff was rough.
Yeah, but that's still second degree.
See, now if he was announced first, he could have did the thing where, you know, they're doing Brock's entrance and he just sat there. Well, the camera's not on him, but
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that was wild. I wasn't sure what the hell it was at first.
Looks like it's kind of weird vitiligo.
What is with this here?
That's a oblique muscle.
It's called a sacral.
I can understand how you might be unfamiliar with it.
Yeah.
But
it looks like something I have. But smaller, you know? On him, smaller.
What is this thing right here? I've never seen one of these.
That's He's a got muscle. Muscles where most people have guts.
He's got a muscle where I have bed sores.
How come it's not leaking stuff like me?
Why isn't it just a flap?
He's got muscle where I rest my elbows.
Does he have to clean under that? I could give him some pointers.
Poor Triple H.
You've lost things under that.
Where what?
He has muscle. Storing hot dogs under there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put my car keys there once.
Wow.
Okay, right. So I'm just staring at
what
bleaches.
Is that? That is a penis.
Oh,
I have one too.
Found it. Anyway, Clutch says the best match: Taker Punk and Fandango Jericho. And that's about.
I don't know. That was necessarily the best match.
Fandango Jericho,
but Taker Punk was good.
Taker Punk was good. The thing I enjoyed most is and it wasn't even so much the show. Is I was watching with a bunch of people who don't really watch wrestling. And they completely ate up every single false finish in the Undertaker Punk match.
Mm. There's a lot of them.
And that was probably the coolest thing of the whole watching WrestleMania experience for me.
So you knew.
What?
You knew they were false finishes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but they don't.
Well, see, the thing that's the only other critique I had was they had false finishes in like every one of the big matches. You know what I mean?
Finishing moves don't mean anything.
That's all they do now. That's Japanese style.
Now, I understand the story they were writing for that is like, it's WrestleMania. This guy's digging deep.
Yeah.
And kicking at anything he can. Had this been Raw, he would have lost. But he's kicking out because it's WrestleMania. I understand that. So that's the only other critique I have. Besides that, I mean, it's a pay-per-view.
But I mean, there was kickouts on the Tombstone. There was kickouts on the Pedigree. Whatever Brock Lesnar's fucking move is.
The one pedigree on the fucking steps. Didn't kick out of the first one and then didn't the second or something?
Yeah. That was,
I don't remember.
It doesn't mean anything anymore.
By the way, our good friend Denim Electric says that WrestleMania 19 was the one I'm thinking of. And that was Jericho HBK, Lesnar Angle, Austin Rock. All four stars.
Oh,
matches.
Right.
That was the last Austin Rock?
That was the one where Lesnar ate shit, right? On the shooting star?
Yeah.
Yes. That was when Jim Ross said, go for your WrestleMania moment.
Yeah.
By the way,
anything with Jericho is awesome, so it's just me.
Yeah, pretty much.
How about when Punk didn't break the fucking table?
Dude.
Oh.
Ow. Dude, how did it not break?
I do think that's why he wasn't on TV the next night.
Supposedly he did get injured. Supposedly The Rock got injured. Supposedly John Cena had food poisoning.
From the hot dogs.
No fucking luck with that guy.
He ate all the hot dogs.
On top of the world, give me a hot dog.
You know, going back to the food shortage, I guess, or concession shortage.
Well, that's where Brodus Clay and fucking A-Train were the whole time. While the matches were going on, they were gobbling up all the concessions.
Gobbling.
Who goes there for food?
No, but
for everyone.
Who's in charge of concessions?
I pointed it out.
They weren't really running out. It's that they didn't have enough stuff backup prepared. Like when you would go there, well, they'd be like, "We're not gonna have this for another 10 minutes."
No, I'm just saying. Like, how do you think they judge it? Like, do you think they're like, okay, they're gonna get probably 75,000-80,000 people?
Yeah,
they don't order 75,000-80,000 hot dogs. They probably got to double or triple that up.
I got two packs of buns.
They probably
they know if that's enough people. Yeah, that's enough people to be able to say like they know exactly how many hot dogs they're gonna sell. So
I mean, they're obviously not going to sell one per customer.
Yeah, they probably.
But they're
going
to sell 2 to 3 to one person,
and maybe like one out of, or maybe like 3 out of 5 people, maybe, or get hot dogs.
Hey, Claude, do us a favor, run down to Food Town real quick.
So how many?
Take my card. Get about 5,000 hot dogs.
How many?
Pick up a bag of potato chips.
Yeah,
you never know.
They probably.
And then Matt comes. He's like, "Ooh, make it 7,000."
How many wieners do you think they ordered?
They probably ordered one for every person.
At least. I would say they probably ordered 100.
They probably 100, just 000. Have 100,000 in stock like throughout the building.
That's a lot of fucking,
a lot of fucking dogs.
That's a lot of dogs. And you know they can't be that good.
I mean, you couldn't fit 100,000 dogs in here probably.
No. No. You'd be swimming.
It is a stadium. Matt
it would
be in heaven.
So yeah. Bad.
It would no longer be your fucking house. It'd be heaven for Matt.
It would. He'd eat his way out.
I just want to point out that when I went to the Giants Saints game, I did have a MetLife cheesesteak, and it was one of the best cheesesteaks I've ever had in my life.
What?
Yes.
Like, have you had a Philadelphia cheesesteak before?
Yes.
And it blew it out of the water?
Yes.
That's good. Damn.
That's cause it's
where was this?
What kind of cheese?
What kind of cheese? I don't know. American?
Cheesesteak cheese.
I don't know. American.
That okay. Thing.
I just know I was drunk as shit, and I'm eating the greatest cheesesteak of my life and watching the Saints get murdered.
I was narrowed down. What color was it?
What?
What color was the
what
cheese?
Color was
I don't
cheese?
See colors. I respect all cheeses for what they bring to the table.
Well, okay. Well, I didn't know you were going there.
Wow. Whether it's Gorgonzola or Brie or...
And the Swiss, Brie. The Swiss cheese is neutral. Can you imagine Brie on a fucking cheesesteak?
Yeah, with the fucked up skin and all that.
Swiss cheese has got to be melted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Swiss cheese has got to be melted.
My kid.
Oh no! I can eat.
I don't like
Swiss.
A turkey Swiss.
I can eat Swiss like that. Hell
it's,
yeah.
It's very bitter.
When you
heat it up,
well,
it, the,
first
the
off,
flavor
turkey Swiss
comes
is
out.
The best sub you can get. But
I'll chop up a slice of Swiss and snort it up.
Thanks, fucking Mr. Health Nutrition over there.
Dead air.
I think what I'm trying to say is I gotta have provolone on a cheesesteak.
Oh,
really?
Oh yeah.
That's why you don't have one of those muscles Triple H has.
It's there. It's just under all the cheesesteak.
I can guarantee you.
Let me just get this cheesesteak out of the way.
I can guarantee you the cheese that Triple H has on his cheesesteak is no cheese.
Probably.
And there's probably no
nowadays he probably bread. Chomps down on
yeah,
burgers.
Yeah, he looks a little thick.
He's also 40,
he's
45
in
years
great
old.
Great shape. Yeah. And I would switch my body with his any day.
Sure.
Even with the burns?
Yes.
Yes.
Steven.
Especially
gladly.
With the burns.
Even if his penis is smaller than mine.
Probably not.
Yeah, you're right.
Would you also trade your wife for his? Go.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Stefano, don't do it for me, man.
Damn.
No, I don't want to be a millionaire.
Like disgusting. No, I don't want to be. Yeah, well, okay.
That's maybe. It.
her tits are gross.
They're very fake.
Okay.
And she looks.
Well, she's admitted that they're fake. And she said it was because she went to do a Raw one time and somebody was holding up a sign in the crowd that says Stephanie has saggy puppies.
Yeah. Wow.
And she went right out and bought fake tits.
Yeah, but they're like even more gross
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
She like ran out of the ring and
I don't think,
forget it.
I don't think she can deny that these are fake.
Saggy puppy bottom boys.
They're pretty fucking big.
I mean, well, I'm sure you could find random pictures where she looks good in, but overall she doesn't really do it.
She's perfectly fine.
Do you think she looks at China? And she's like, oh, really? Like that? Like, come on.
What?
Well, I don't even know if that was a work or not.
What was a work?
Apparently it
was. Triple wasn't. H and her. I don't know. I never looked into it.
No, it wasn't.
It was
they
legit.
Went to the same wrestling school.
Yeah.
So they were banging.
Yeah. They've had a thing for a while.
Oof.
Yeah. So hanging and banging, brother.
And then the heart wants what the heart wants.
Wait, what's it called? What's it referred to in the business when a dude bangs the same chick as another dude?
What, rape?
Yeah.
Pulling the train?
Something brothers.
Blood brothers?
No, not blood. Something brothers.
Sloppy seconds?
I can't remember what it was called.
It was Eskimo brothers?
Eskimo.
That's not the business, though. That's just a general term.
right. Oh.
Stephanie McMahon. She just looks like fucking Vince, but
Vince with big fake tits.
Bigger pecs. She does look fantastic though.
Yeah.
She looks better now.
Fake teeth, to be honest with you.
She might. She looks better now after having kids too.
Yeah, because she's loaded.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the game's jizz.
Yeah.
It's probably loaded with fucking testosterone.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Testosterone.
So, anything non-wrestling happened the past 2 weeks?
No. Yeah. Nikki Ocean's bachelor party.
Oh. Well, let's talk about that.
I don't know if we have enough time for that, brother.
If you would like more wrestling talk, you can always go to...
The Shining Wizards.
Of course.
Actually, I met them while we're at it. They did a show from the PWS Night One show. And I actually wore their shirt to the ring for my match. And,
cool.
And they fucking popped huge for it. It was great, yeah. But, yeah, I got to meet them. I got to talk with a few of them, and that was really cool. There were a lot of really cool dudes, and they got a good show.
Yeah.
Nice.
They recorded a commercial for us.
I saw it.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. But, yeah, ShiningWizards.com is their website, and they do their show about wrestling and more stuff about wrestling, and they got guys who like wrestling, and they do some interviews with wrestlers.
And gals.
I listened to their interview with Brian Kendrick. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Brian Kendrick.
Brian Kendrick.
It was pretty cool, very in-depth interview. He talked a lot about starting out at Shawn Michaels' school and, you know, the difference between wrestling in Japan and wrestling in America. And he even admitted to walking out on WWE because he felt like he wasn't being pushed to the highest level that he could. Mm. And I don't mean like given an opportunity, but he said he wanted to always work with guys who would make him better, and all he was doing was being an enhancement guy. And it was cool, and it was candid, and it was fun to listen to. And a lot of their interviews are like that. So check them out, ShiningWizards.com.
ShiningWizards.com.
If you like wrestling.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
A lot of people, mostly girls.
It's typically called vagina repellent.
Yeah. My virginity is safe in the ring.
But yeah, it's...
So you guys went off the grid for a day or two.
Yeah.
I went to Atlantic City. I thought I was going to go on Facebook and see pictures and tweets. Nothing.
You don't do that.
Well,
yeah,
Steve was checking us in at places that we weren't actually at because the bachelorette party was going on in Atlantic City as well. So we were trying to make sure that we didn't have a trail.
Yes.
Yeah. But the bachelor party actually started Thursday night. We went to the Stress Factory to see Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried.
And that was a hell of a show.
Hey. Oh, I thought Gilbert was here.
That was actually a terrible impression to Gilbert Gottfried. Wow. I think Derek can do one better.
Yeah, I think so too. Go for it, Derek. You haven't done it in a while.
I can't think of anything funny to say. I don't like being put on the spot like that. So how was Gilbert Gottfried?
I knew he would be funny.
Mm-hmm.
I did not expect what I got from him, and it was even funnier than I thought it would be. He's just seriously ridiculous with like the shit that he says, and I mean obviously it's not really what he's saying, but just the fact that it's him saying it.
Yeah. Like, do you just keep picturing the parrot from Aladdin?
No, because it's hard to picture anything looking at his face as he's talking.
He just always looks like he's taking a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I just always picture him writing his material sitting next to Anne Frank.
That's what. What, very quiet?
Working quietly?
How about this one?
No,
shh, quiet.
No, in an attic. Exactly. That's what I picture.
I mean, he did everything from talking about punching midgets and shit like that. He did 15 minutes just about a kid with a mouthful of cum.
Oh,
a 3-year-old kid, and it was brutal and it was hilarious, and he was awesome. But the opening act before him was very interesting, and it was a magician, but it really wasn't a magician because he did tricks like show you a bunch of cards, rip them up, and then throw them behind his back real quick and then blow kisses to the crowd. And he took out a newspaper and he showed everybody it. He folded it up, ripped it up, put it in an envelope, and then sealed the envelope and then dropped it on the floor and kicked it over to the person sitting next to the stage and then pulled out another envelope, opened it up. Oh, here's the newspaper. Like, that was his whole bit.
I think I know that guy.
It was funny.
Not personally. Do you have a name for him? Or?
I don't remember his name. He's really ghoulish looking. Like, older dude with long blonde hair. And
I think I saw him on, like, a showcase or something.
America's Got Talent?
Maybe.
He did mention that he was on there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, but his routine was ridiculous. He took out, like, you know those old radio antennas that stretch out?
Yeah.
He had one of those, and he was making it look like he was swallowing it, but obviously he was just pushing it down on his lip.
Have you seen that guy somewhere?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It was hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really good. Gilbert was hilarious. But the highlight of that show for me was, and then we went right from there to Atlantic City. And on the way, I got a tweet from our waitress that said, what was it? Why didn't anyone tell me I was waiting on a superstar ahead of time?
Wow.
A superstar?
Meaning me.
Really?
Fucking famous.
Damn. Fucking famous. How'd she find out?
Because I tweeted that we were there, and the Stress Factory's Twitter retweeted it.
Yeah.
And then she saw it, and
oh,
was like, oh, I could have blown him. It would have been great.
Could have.
Yeah. Would have been great.
I what an opportunity.
A lost opportunity.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, I wrote her, and I'm like, hey, don't worry. I'll be back for Jim Norton. Wink, wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge. Know what I mean? Say no more. So then you go to Atlantic City.
Yeah, and then the bachelor winds up locked in the bathroom because they didn't realize there wasn't a doorknob on the door.
What?
we get into a room. We got a suite. And we're just in awe of this room. It's ridiculous. And went to the bathroom, and I hear him scream, holy shit, there's a bidet in here. And then we're talking, and then we just hear like a banging on the wall, and we go in there, and he's like, there's no doorknob on the inside. And I go, oh, well, you know what sucks is there's no doorknob on the outside either.
How do you get in or out?
I don't know.
You don't close the door.
Yeah.
What? But does a door close? And
well, listen, maintenance just, I guess, hadn't gotten to repairing the fucking doorknob.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was off.
Yeah. It was one of those where it would be like a turn handle kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Except there just wasn't one there.
And is there a hole where it was?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. If you crouch down.
So you
could
look at somebody dumping.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, we're cool with that.
Yeah.
Now, we would have asked the building maintenance to come up and help us out, except
it was too hysterical.
There was propaganda going on in the room.
Yeah.
there was a little fun, a little extracurricular activity, which might have gotten us in trouble.
Really?
Really?
There might have been a smell still in the air that if building people would have shown up.
Oh, wait. So I thought a skunk had gotten in there.
So it's like, well, we either have to wait for this room to air out and then call maintenance or figure something else out.
So you figured something else out.
I found an old gift card and popped the lock. And
a GIF card?
A GIF card.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nana.
Now, I was not there for this at this point.
Yeah, you came late. What happened?
Well, they had...
Well, he's old and...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, they did the Gilbert thing and went down to Atlantic City the night before.
Oh.
And now I was only going the next night.
Yeah, Steve, number one, was asking me, he's like, well, the fuck, was he in Atlantic City for this weekend? I think there's a bachelor party. He's like, oh, I was invited.
What?
he was, like, joking, but, like, in his stupid way.
He was, know? Yeah, like, basically he was joking with a serious undertone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did he look like he was eating powdered donuts all day?
No.
All right.
He's bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-bu-
damn.
I actually ended up, I was going to go down Thursday night, last minute. One of the other people that went, Kevin Chalk, he wanted to go down. He wasn't going to Gilbert, and I was like, "Oh, let me ask my wife if I can go today early," and she said no.
Oh,
you know, she wanted help with the kids and getting them off to, you know,
her mom. What is up with these women? They all fucking need help.
I know.
Yeah, you know, we got three.
Women
kids.
Are supposed to be strong.
Women's lib is just not worth a shit.
Supposed
anymore.
To be
yeah. Yeah. So she just wanted help getting the kids off to the mother-in-law's before we went out, you know, and went down there. But then all of a sudden, like 11 o'clock at night, she's like, you know, well, actually it was like 7 o'clock at night on Thursday. She's like, you know what? If you want to go down tonight, you can. So I was like, oh, shit. So I quickly messaged Chalk. Like, "Are you? Did you leave yet? I'll go with you." And he had ended up going to Gilbert. So I was like, damn it. So another person that was going down, Chinsky, was like, hey, I'm going tomorrow around noon if you want to go. I'm like, that's perfect. So I ended up going a little bit earlier than my wife. But... I was starving when I got there.
Uh-huh. Story.
And I checked myself in at P.F. Chang's.
There is no P.F. Chang's.
And there's no P.F. Chang's.
There's no P.F. Chang's.
It was a Panda Express.
Same difference.
So back at the room, they're all making fun of me. And that was the extent of it.
Oh, you found a P.F. Chang's, huh?
Yeah. Where'd that come from?
But I immediately smelled the extracurricular activity as I was walking up the hallway.
Extracurricular activity.
Yeah. It was stinking. Stinking pretty good.
But when I got there, like, I was a little nervous because, like, I didn't bring much cash with me because, you know, I'm trying to budget and I didn't want to go crazy.
Not the best place to be if you're budgeting.
Well, yeah. And I'm with these guys that I'm thinking, oh, man, they're high rollers, you know, because the one guy, Chalk, was already up like $800.
Young, dumb, and full of cum.
And that's the guy that drove me down was saying that he was going to go right in and do 100 on black. And I'm thinking, fuck, that's like only 100.
Yeah.
That's 100 less than I brought with me.
Chalk heated up big time. It was crazy. He was down like $500 and he just kept letting it ride on black. And then he hit and then he hit again. And he just, from there, just kept going.
I think he left 800 up.
Wow.
After being 500 down.
Yeah.
So I was pretty
like
good.
At one point we're at a blackjack table and he's just dying. He's not winning anything. And we're like, oh, we're getting out of here. And he's like, and we get up and we start walking from the table. And he stands up. He goes, you know, I want to play one more hand. And just drops all of his chips and he wins and gets it all right back.
Yeah. See,
way to do it.
But when I got down there, I'm like getting a little nervous. Like, I don't think I have enough money to hang, you know. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, so are you guys gonna gamble anymore? And the bastard Sean's like, hey. I blew a lot of money yesterday. I don't know how much more I'm gonna be doing. So the trend was like. You know, these guys were all partied out in the first day. I was getting a little nervous about that.
Oh, no.
But
I was nervous.
But I was wrong, thankfully.
Little nervous.
So the old man could hang?
Oh, he hung.
I hung.
He was hung.
Good.
I impressed Sean because he thought I was going to be asleep by 9. And I didn't go to sleep until 6 in the morning.
9:45. Oh.
There wasn't a whole lot planned. We just kind of just went down there and went with it. And, It turned out to be a really ridiculous time.
Well, the other thing I worried about when I first got there is they were all in zombie mode from the night before.
Oh, yeah, we'd only slept for an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
By the time he
so
got
I
there.
Walked in there, the Lucha Libre Kevin Hernandez was complete zombie mode. Couldn't even open his eyes. Mm. When I was at P.F. Chang's, a.k.a. Panda Express, I seen him just waddling by, and me and Chinsky are eating, and we look over, and he's just like, he's in a wife beater. I think two different fucking shoes.
Just fucking back hair.
No, he's wearing flip-flops, like sandals with his socks.
I got to get him a picture of my colonoscopy still.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just waddling by, and then he's waddling back, and I'm like, yo, Kevin, and he walks over, and I try to convince him to fall asleep in the corridor, and he almost did it. But so I was like, oh, man, these guys are all fucking exhausted already. I was like getting a little nervous, you know? But then we get back to the room. I'm like, so what do you guys want to do? And then we all decide to go Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
See, I made the mistake of Thursday night into Friday morning of shotgunning a Monster Energy drink.
Nice.
Ugh.
And I did end up sleeping for like an hour, but I woke up like 2 hours before everyone else, and I just couldn't sleep. So
and he was doing Pilates.
So, I started doing yoga. And like, Sean wakes up to see me doing yoga at the foot of the bed and he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, everyone's all hung over and I'm like, I can't, like, I'm going to clean the room real quick. And like,
Kevin Chalk slept on the windowsill of the room.
Yeah. There was a big window that went all along the back of the suite. And a few of the guys didn't have rooms the first night. So we opened up the suite to them. And I'm just MacGyvering beds out of random shit. And I'm like, oh, look, there's this windowsill. There's a couple cushions. Somebody could sleep right here. And
here's an ironing board. Oh, and a pot of coffee. Good night.
Kev surfed on an ironing board at the other room.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I did.
Here's some cocktail napkins. Sleep tight. Sleep tight.
Oh, just to backtrack real quick, I don't want to have to go back to it later. Before I was leaving, before Chinsky picked me up, my wife was leaving to go on her bus run. And she's like, hand me your wedding ring. And I go, what? She's like, take off your wedding ring. You're not going down to Atlantic City with your fucking wedding ring on. I'm like, I'm not taking it off. Why? I'm not going crazy. And she's like, don't be a pussy. She's like, you're going down with a whole bunch of single guys. You're going to be the only married guy with a ring on. Take it off. And I was like, no, not doing it.
So he lost it in a stripper's vagina.
Nice.
So I went inside and she pulled away and I took it off and left it on the counter. But I knew that she wasn't doing that for that reason. I wasn't being a pussy for wearing a ring.
No, she wanted
she,
you to take it off so
she
could,
take hers off, which she did.
Which is the thought process that'll make
I knew what she was
nuts.
Doing. You can't work a worker.
No.
No?
Preaching to the choir.
I think you were better off having a wedding ring.
No, that actually would have helped me out.
Because then, like, chicks,
women are attracted.
Chicks
to
are just down there looking to blow you. Are like, man, there's no fear here because he's not going to commit because he's married.
There's actually like a psych.
Let me just take his jizz all over me.
There's like a psychological reason why women go after married men.
They want what they can't have.
Sure. And it's also a sense of security. They figure the guy's established. He's got money. He's got
established.
Yeah,
boy, could they be any more wrong?
No, absolutely. Yeah, no, you're right.
They figure. I mean, he's established. He's got tribal tattoos.
It's just temptation. That's all it is. I can take this guy away from his wife, and that's it.
I actually went down with a wedding ring on, just for the...
Purely.
You should have gave it to Kev.
Yeah.
And I cranked them off, because, you know...
Whoa.
There you go.
Yeah.
But, where were we at? We went to that Wild Wild West bar. You ever been
there?
Yeah,
you familiar with that?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, the Wild West bar, always happy hour. They got the drink specials and all that.
Yeah. $2 beers, $2 shots.
$2 shots of Jim Beam.
I'm thinking, like, I can get there and get $2 Jaeger shots, you know?
No. Yeah.
Nope.
Just Jim Beam. What was the other one?
Some type of tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, by the way, don't snort Jim Beam.
No, don't. And I convinced Kev to do it, and I didn't think he was going to, but he did it.
Don't fucking tell me what to do.
How about that?
All right. Well, just be aware that you will lose vision in whatever eye is the matching one to the nostril it goes up.
Okay.
Because that's what happened to me.
We're all holding our shots, waiting. I think we were waiting for Sean to come back from going to the bathroom. And I was like, Kev, just snort it.
And I'm so like, when Sean fuck comes back, it's like, a bachelor party.
That sounds harmless enough.
Because I think you'd done it like a line of champagne.
Yeah, I had snorted champagne the night before.
Oh. Sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah.
It's called fun.
Okay.
But, I can't
It's not that I enjoy it. I just like watching the reactions of people who see it.
And being blind.
So we don't need to go in too much detail what happened there. Okay. But we got the place shut down by the Board of Health.
Well, we didn't.
Well, I mean, I like to think we did.
Wait, what place? The Wild West
Bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
We're sitting there, we're drinking, and we notice there's one of those games that you can pay money and punch it, and it tells you how hard you punch.
Uh-huh.
And so we're all around this thing. We're all fucking showing our testicles and being men, and yeah, let's punch shit.
I don't know
and
if you noticed at one point, we actually had a crowd of people watching us.
And I'm like, I need more singles. I go to the bar, and the bar's closed. I'm like, but I don't need a drink. I need it. Bar's closed. So I look over, and there's a lady with a flashlight going over everything and a guy behind her with a clipboard writing stuff down, and all of the staff is being wrangled to one side of the building. And I start eavesdropping a little bit, and sure enough, the Board of Health showed up and shut them down.
Wow.
As we're all standing there drinking.
For what?
Just don't know.
Being filthy?
I heard there was speculation that there was jizz in the beer. I don't know that to be a fact.
Yeah.
But allegedly,
see, Chalk was Chalk wanted to get to the bottom of what happened.
Somebody was coming in the beer.
Yeah. Yep.
Damn.
So that's a good reason to shut it down.
That is.
Right after that, there was slot machines right outside of Wild West, and I think it was Kevin Hernandez sits down at a slot machine that Sean was about to sit in. So Sean's like, "What the fuck?" And then he sits down next to him. Not even two pulls in, wins $50 like off a $5 bill.
Nice.
That was pretty sweet for him. And news traveled fast about the Wild Wild West shutting down because of us. We registered for the rewards cards like after that, and we're like, dude, did you hear the Wild Wild West got shut down? I'm like, yeah, man, that's crazy. Like, they already knew. Fucking news travels fast.
Yeah, it's because it's all old ladies.
And
they got nothing else to talk about.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it sounds like a wonderful weekend.
Oh, because we're done.
Yeah. Oh, it sounded like you were done.
I mean,
wait a minute. There's more.
There's not a whole lot more that Well,
that you're willing to say?
Let's just say, all right, we went to a strip club.
Oh, okay. Here we go. There we go.
And let's just say that one of the people in the party that we were with, might have got a stripper fired.
Yeah.
Boy, you guys were just shutting everything
down.
So
we shut down a bar, and then got a stripper fired.
Now, as the story goes, the person who was with us. Who, for their own safety, will remain nameless, may have gotten a proposition from a stripper to fellate him.
Okay.
And they may have paid the stripper for this fellatio.
Okay.
And the fellatio may not have happened. Oh. So the angry patron then might have went to the strip club owner and said, she said to pay her for a blowjob that she didn't give. And that person may have been given free dances, and the stripper may have been fired promptly.
Wow.
I wasn't under the impression that you could pay money
for
a blowjob.
That's the weird thing.
You're not supposed to be able to. But they're also not supposed to offer it.
Yes.
How do you reward a guy? For like
it's as easy as this. Don't call the cops, please.
Yeah.
They don't. They don't realize the power is in the fucking customer's hands at that point.
Yeah.
But I kind of, in a way, like the place. It was no bigger than this fucking room right here, which I like.
And we have a pole.
But yeah, we do. But fucking ultra aggressive.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't even talk to your friend because they were right up on it.
Yeah.
They're working, man.
You just want to like.
And it really wasn't about their dance routine. It was them coming around trying to get
money
back for a private dance.
There was like there was a small stage with a pole, and there might have been one girl at a time in like a bikini circling the pole while every other girl just grabbed it. Come on, come with me. We're going to the back. Come on. Come on.
Like literally it would be like that. Like come on, and like pulling your shirt. I think one of the strippers stole one of our guys' hats and was like gonna bring it in the back. And he's like, dude, give me my fucking hat. Like, I don't want to go back there.
Filthy skank.
You're a bunch of fucking assholes.
And then the bouncer walks up to him. He's like, what's going on? He's like, she stole my hat. I want my fucking hat. He's like, well, do you want to go back there with her? And he's like, no. Listen. He's like, do you want to go back there? And he goes, no, I just want my fucking hat back. That fucking bouncer went right at that stripper. And he's like, give him his fucking hat back right now. Like, they had no respect for these fucking strippers at all.
You gross
slut. And you know what? And they weren't all like that. There might have been like a third split where some of the girls just sat with us and like just talked with us and talked about how much they hated the other girls there and they hated being there and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the rest were just overly aggressive. It was really catty.
Damn.
But the first stripper that I interacted with walked up to me, and I swear to God, this is what she says to me. She goes, look, no Adam's apple. And she pulls down her panties and goes, I don't have a cock. I am a woman. I am all woman.
What?
Do you want to have a dance?
What?
And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, if you want me to...
Excuse me, sir. Come on.
and she was...
You call that a pussy?
She was like...
Well, then why are you talking to me?
She was like 6'1".
Whoa.
Two.
That's why she was...
But what had happened was she overheard one of the guys that was with us say she had an Adam's apple. And this is what I learned
as I was
giving her therapy.
She
should have been paying you.
You take her in the back. She lays down on the couch.
All right. Well, he... So she's, I don't have an Adam's apple. I have a pussy. There's no dick here. And I'm like, well, you need to calm down. And she goes, well, your friend said this. And I'm like, look, you're a beautiful girl. And I'm sure that like maybe like 90% of the guys here would have sex with you if they could. So just calm down. Like, you can't just go up to a guy and have your sales pitch be, hey, look, I don't have an Adam's apple or a dick. And she's like, oh, you're right. You're right.
It's like, look, I am biologically a woman here.
You're
right.
Like a stripper guidance counselor.
Yeah, well, I'm like talking her off the ledge and giving her a business lesson at the same time.
Unbelievable.
So then she starts like rubbing my shoulder and she's like, and like I'm just like talking to her and just being like, you need to relax. Like, who gives a fuck what that guy says? Who gives a fuck what any of these guys say? I'm sure there's plenty of guys here who have paid to have a dance from you. Calm down. And she goes, oh, okay. Do you want to dance? And like she asked me nicely, and I'm like, you know what, I feel bad for her. And it was $35 for the dance. I'm like,
so she worked you, huh?
I'm like, all right, yeah, let's go. And we start walking, and she gets to the little table with the private room, and she goes, okay, now it's $175. I'm like, $175? What happened to $35? And she goes, oh, no, come with me. Here's the back room. It's private. I'll do whatever you want. And she grabs my dick, and she goes, I'll jerk you off. I'll give you whatever you want. And I'm like, whoa, like, this is not what I wanted.
Yeah.
She didn't have an Adam's apple.
And then
she did.
And I'm like, I'm gonna go back out there with my friends. Maybe I'll talk to you later. And she goes, No. Maybe we can work out a different price. But come on, I mean, and I'm like, look, I'm really not interested. I'm gonna go back out there.
Was she at least decent looking?
No.
Oh.
I was being really nice.
Yeah.
The apparent she looked like Dikembe Mutombo.
Brutal.
Derek, not in my house.
Now here's the kicker. I go back out there to my group of friends. And I'm like, you guys will never believe what just happened. And I'm in the middle of telling them the story, and she walks out from the back and she goes, you know, I know you're not gonna get that dance from me later, but I thought you were different.
What? What? This is what?
Now
this other chick walks up to me like not even 10 minutes later. And
were any of them good looking?
You know what it was? The ones that were good looking had no body. But the ones that had bodies were not good looking. But this one girl walks up to me, probably one of the nicest rack in the whole place, right? And she points at Kev and goes, we don't like him. And I was like, why? He said that one of the other dancers had an Adam's apple. Totally put the blame on him.
Wow. That girl was pissed.
So, like, all the strippers fucking hated him.
Wow.
I thought you were different. But this woman walks up to me, right? Mid-40s. Wrinkles already going on in her face.
Crow's feet.
Biggest tits in the fucking earth.
Universe.
Yeah. Like, and they're real.
Was it Sarah J?
Real big. You know?
Real big.
She walks over and she's trying to work me. Now, she's like got that spacey, like she's like her eyes are going left to right instead of at me because she's like spaced out.
Duggan syndrome.
I guess. And she's like,
look,
so she's like, so where are you from? And like my generic where are you from, no matter where I am, is always like, you know, Sandy Hook area, because I don't want to tell anybody really where I'm from. Why?
Around.
I'm around Sandy Hook area. She's like, I'm from Freehold. And like she's talking all batty or whatever.
All coked up.
And she's trying to get me in the back. And I'm like, no, I'm not going back there. No. I was like, first off, I'm not paying $35 for a fucking lap dance. That's retarded. Because there's nobody there worth that. You know what I mean? And then I already knew the situation that happened to one of our other friends with the extra $175 it turns into. So I was like, I'm not going to pay $175 for a blowjob. I'm not going to pay $40 for a blowjob or a handjob, like whatever. So we're talking, and she just like honks my dick like a fucking like a goose. Just like barely touches my jeans. And she's like, oh, your dick's so big. And I'm like, wait, what? I was like, no, it's not. But like she could. But there was like no way.
What happened to you guys?
There was
you
no
like,
way.
You like turned into the most like asexual.
I know.
Like schoolboys.
No, but the thing was, like, she didn't even.
No, it's not. It's not big. Go away.
No, the thing is, she didn't even touch it.
Yeah, you need to see the girls.
Yeah. She didn't even touch it. She just, like, grabbed, like, my. Like, where the bottom of my zipper area was.
I guess the easiest way to put it is that the most.
That's my leg.
They were overselling.
The most aggressive girls were the least desirable of the
girls. Of course they
were,
because they got to work hard for their money.
And the ones that were decent were the ones that sat with us and been like, I fucking hate this place.
All high spots, no psychology.
So anyway, she walks up to me, does that. She does that little peck at my pants. She's like, oh, your dick's so big, you're so aroused. And I go, no, it's not. And she's like, wait.
Couldn't be any more
flaccid. She goes, your dick's not big? And I'm like, no, but it's probably the nicest thing you've ever seen. And I went, and I walked away.
Thank you, but no.
Right? My overall favorite was there was a hot black chick there that just, she wasn't even aggressive, didn't even care if she got a dance. And she was the one, like, walking around, like, she would making fun of the fucking Adam's apple bitch and everything. She was pretty cool.
Man.
But Joey was with us. He was hilarious because he flat out fucking told her, he's like, I'm not paying for anything. Like I don't give strippers money.
I will give you a dollar to go away.
But he was walking around like acting all suave and like dancing. Like he would walk up to the strippers and be like, "You want to dance? $35." So he was trying to like work them. It was fucking
good way
hilarious.
To get kicked out of a strip club.
Nice.
Oh, they weren't.
Oh, there was no getting kicked out of this place.
Because we should have.
No.
One of us broke a beer bottle on the floor and like all this shit.
Yeah. Somebody may have unintentionally threatened to cut the face off of a stripper.
Yes.
And they didn't get thrown
out. And they didn't even get thrown out.
Wow.
Dude, the bartender was like this big, like mama's house looking chick, but like not that fat, but like, you know, wig and like just chubby, big round tits, but black chick, you know? So she had taken her tits out for whatever reason, taking her tits out, like oiled them up. But like she wasn't like a topless person. Like she wasn't walking around with them out all the time.
It's time to oil
like
up.
I didn't get it. It was like cocoa butter or something. I don't know. And but we had
want them nipples to get ashy.
But we had Coronas that you needed a bottle opener with.
Yeah.
And so she would open it for you for free. Like
with
she'd
her tits.
Walk up, yeah. She'd pop them out. Well, that's what I wanted to see. So I walk up to her and I go, she'd open it for me the first time. The second time I'm like, can you open this up any cooler than the last time? And she looks at me and I thought she was gonna like stick them in her tits and open it or something. And she goes, yeah, all right, takes it and gets it right back. Like just the same way as the first time.
How cool was that?
I was like, dude, that was awesome. Oh, now I got beer I can drink. You're the best.
Wow. Where'd that come from? Strip clubs.
There's some other stuff we're not going to talk about.
It's
pretty cool. Well, because I'm sure the girls are going to listen to see what we're talking about.
Nah.
So they don't need details.
No, nobody listens.
Yeah.
At all.
I'm surprised Shaps is in the room.
Oh, wow.
Who the hell is that?
I don't know.
I heard he died in an unfortunate circumcision accident.
We got an awesome limo too. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty random actually. We're at one casino. The other half of the bachelor party's at another casino. And we walk out, and this guy's like, "You can't go out this way. This is where valet parking is. If you want a cab, you got to go to the other side." And this limo driver runs up and goes, wait. Come with me, $5 a person. And that's how we ended up in the limo.
Nice.
Which very much could have been the same limo that our chicks were in.
Yeah, just fingering each other. And like,
because they happened to be at the same place we were at one point. And... so that's why I quickly checked us in at Viking Culinary School at like 11 o'clock at night.
To which somebody saw us Saturday, and they're like, "Oh, you guys did so much cool shit. What did you
have? BF Chang's?
And
I didn't even know there was one there."
And then Steve's like, "What, the culinary school?" He goes, "Yeah, that sounds so awesome. I wish I could have been there to do that." And I'm like, "We didn't.
It was pretty cool.
I was at work, brother.
Yeah. We didn't do any of that.
We're liars." Well, I,
Well,
what'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
What?
Oh.
I didn't do anything.
Were you, like, in the hospital? Are you okay?
No, it was here. I just didn't do anything.
Loser.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, well.
I recorded a podcast when you guys were...
What?
Oh.
Oh, my God. Did you really?
I did.
Was it any good?
I think so.
You look confident. Next question.
What was it called?
Well, it was the Aristocrats.
The Aristocrat?
Aristosplats.
No, well, instead of you guys, I just put stuff on the couch.
Fifel, yeah. China, you broke them all out?
Exactly.
Awesome.
But I took pictures of you. I taped them. It came out all right.
Yeah, okay, let's hear it.
Well, maybe I'll post it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You really?
I have video.
Oh, well, can we see a little video?
Well, I don't know. I'm a little embarrassed.
Okay, let's see some video.
No, I had some technical issues.
Like what?
Some malfunctions.
Just microphones sound like this.
Got too much jizz on the camera.
Just live microphones sitting
maybe
there.
Maybe I'll put it up on YouTube. You know.
Yeah.
One part of the story about the bachelor party I left out, I got to talk about.
Oh, do it up.
We kind of got into this point where we were like, I don't know, how many was there? Like 9 of us, 10 of us? Half was like wanted to go one place. Half wanted to go to the other. But they wanted to meet here before we went there. It was like bullshit, you know, like just that point where we're confused, you know. So we all leave, I think it was Bally's, and we go out onto the boardwalk, and we're just trying to discuss where we're going. And all of a sudden, like this strip club promoter, you ever seen a black guy with a fucking ginger beard?
Fuck.
You ever see a black guy with a ginger beard?
Yeah. No.
Fucking awesome, right? But this dude is like, I would say close, damn near 50 years old. But he's promoting a strip club.
I don't know if he was like one of those fucking
him.
He was one of those like rickshaw drivers on the boardwalk.
Jesus. Yes.
But he was giving out flyers for a strip club.
Hey, I got kids here. I got a strip club opening up.
Dude,
hey,
let me tell you something. This guy was the coolest wrestling brother. Strip.
Didn't he at one point refer to the strip club as the Pussy House?
Yeah.
Nasty horse strippers.
He was telling us that, you know, that we'd go home happy.
Ah.
But like,
see the eyebrows?
But like, he's like,
Aziz.
Yeah, Aziz.
Aziz.
But the thing is if we didn't go home happy, he had a connection to get us an Italian broad, right? That would suck and fuck us all night long.
Every one of you.
Well, I said every one of us. Like, we can all run a train on this bitch. And he's like, well, I don't need, what, are you trying to kill her? I was like, dude, I want this fucking girl on Workman's Comp come Monday morning. It was fucking great. This guy ruled. He's like, yeah, if you want to, I can get you a little of the...
Sir, what?
And then Kev, like,
cold?
I think Kev answers him like, what do you mean, heroin? And the guy's like, no. Yeah.
Crocodile? Crocodile.
He was a cool bro. Like, when Kev said it, he's like, no, man, come on. I don't
do come on.
He's like, what do you think I am, man? I was like, a crazy looking brother? But that guy ruled.
Nasonex.
You just got a picture, like a group of like, you know, six out of the 10, like six of us are, you know, indie workers, you know, so we just fucked with everybody we could.
Yeah. Boy's not out.
Like Joey, though, he was a little, you know how he can be.
No.
When we left the strip club, Kev and everybody else left before us on like a bus for like $2.
I was outside drunk as shit, and somebody was like, hey, there's a shuttle back to our hotel. I'm like, oh, cool.
It was $2 ahead.
That's honestly like the last thing I remember from that night.
Yes. And then Danny had given, I was like, Danny, give me $35 for a lap dance. I think I'm going to go get one. So he gives me the $35. I was close to out of money at this point. And I was just about to like say yes and go through with it. And he comes in, he's like dragging me out.
He's like, yo, we got to go, man. There's a bus. We get outside. They're gone. It's me, Danny, and Joey standing around like, where the fuck are they? So then his taxi van drives by. We hop in there. Joey starts asking the guy if he likes cum down his throat. Like, that's the party, you know, that's where we're at in the party at this point. Mm. And we're like, Joey, shut the fuck up. He's like, well, I like cum down my throat.
Well, so did he?
No, he didn't know.
Just like open the door and push him
out.
But
then we were trying to get in the race, one of his friends and stuff like that, another taxi driver.
Cab races.
Yay.
Woo. It's like Spartacus.
So basically, remember the whole zombie mode part where everybody was zombie mode?
Yes.
Kevin Hernandez was in zombie mode the whole day. 4 o'clock in the morning, he comes back into our room, wide-eyed, ready to go. I have no idea how it was possible.
And there just happened to be one bottle of champagne left.
Pop it open.
And we, actually, at that point, we're all starting to say we're hungry. It was four, you know, it was like 3:45 in the morning. So White House Subs. Does that sound familiar, AC?
I have no idea.
Well, it's like a popular sub place in Bali. Or White House Subs? Taj Mahal.
Are those subsidized?
No. But we walked there. It's open. And we're like, oh, fuck. We start ordering and realize that they're closing the door behind us when we walk in. So they were just about to close. So I feel bad, you know. And the woman's like, don't worry about it.
Most of you guys are
ordering cold subs. Except Danny, who orders 1.5 subs and a cheeseburger and a fucking big barrel U-boat of fucking fries.
Is the diet over?
I guess so. Because, you know, let me tell you something. That half a sub was the size of my forearm.
Whoa.
It was huge.
Did he eat it all?
I think he did.
What do you think?
I must have felt great the next day.
But when we get back to the room after we eat, I see Kev is like bent over sleeping on the bed. We had left him on the living room floor. So, like, just picture being hunched over, fucking the bed doggy style. That's how Kev's sleeping on the bed.
Nice.
And then randomly, like, an hour after I fall asleep, Kev gets out of the bed. I'm sleeping with Kev in the same bed. No homo.
It's king size bed. There's a lot of space.
And he just gets up, sleepwalks to the living room, and then just sleeps with Mike, Dennis, and Chinsky.
Did you let out any AC brand farts?
Ooh. No, but I shit about 6 times.
Nice.
From like 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the morning. But Kev was just sleepwalking back and forth all
the time. I don't. Can you call it sleepwalking, or was I just like really fucked up?
I don't know.
And tell you the truth, it's not the first time
I've gotten...
You
weren't even answering. Like, I was like, where are you going, Kev?
It's not the first time I've been really drunk and just gotten up and tried to sleep on a couch. Like, Jen used to get mad at me because I'd come home like fucked up and I'd get into bed and then just get out of bed and go lay down on the couch.
That's basically what you're doing. You were wandering around, but like you weren't answering people's questions.
Trying to get comfortable.
People are like, well, what are you doing? Where are you going, Kev? Or like, Mike and Chinsky are in the pullout, which is only big enough for both of them, yet somehow Kev found space to fucking in the fetal position, just
like
crawl
a dog
sleeping.
So he curls up like a dog.
They're tapping him, trying to push him off, and he just no-selling him.
Nope.
And then all of a sudden, like half hour later, he comes walking in, just collapses on the bed, falls asleep.
Well, I woke up, and I'm like, why am I? There's a pullout here, and there's 2 other guys. Wow, this is weird. And I get up, and I have no idea where my wallet is, and I start panicking. So I start walking around, and my wallet is sitting, like, standing up in the middle of the bed. And, like, there's Steve. There's my hat and wallet sitting there, and then an empty bed. I'm like, oh, my wallet's safe. I guess I'll just go to sleep in this bed, having not known that that's where I started my sleep.
Well, at least you found your way home.
Yeah.
I mean, the story might not have been that great, but it was fun. We had to leave out some important stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like roofing. And
bungee jumping naked.
Oh.
And we killed that one guy.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't have been in the crosswalk. Like,
what are you going to do?
The red hand, I mean, the orange hand was up.
You know what? It's AC. You probably are admitting to a murder now. You fucking weirdo.
True.
What do you do?
Not a good neighborhood.
Well, no, it's not. Outside. Danny comes into our right before we're about to go to sleep. It was like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. He comes back to rumors real quick. And he starts telling us a story about how one of his friends, other friend, got killed. Him and his wife got killed in Atlantic City the weekend before. I'm like, great. I'm going to bed.
Yeah. So that's it.
That's all it.
That's all I got. I'm done. Dead air.
That's an hour.
All right.
That was an hour only?
That was an hour.
I felt longer than that.
1 hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah. We say wrap it up, come in strong for a Thursday show.
Yeah, yeah, we'll come back on Thursday.
Let's get some news.
Some news.
Nudes?
News. Arista news.
I guess there's no deviled eggs coming today.
Yeah, I guess not. I skipped dinner for them.
Me too. Actually, no, I had a little hummus.
Oh. Oh, hate hummus.
It was roasted garlic. It was delicious.
I don't care what it is. It's just mashed up chickpeas. It's
you get
gross.
Those chips that look like pretzels, like the flat ones, and yeah. Put them in there. Oh. Yeah.
Divine.
Anyway, we're the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com's website, and we will see you on Thursday.
Go fuck yourself.
Be sure to check out aristocratsradio.com. Also, right here on the screen here. Nope, never mind. It's not there. Facebook.com/aristocratsradio. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. We're all over the place. All the links are at aristocratsradio.com. We will see you on Thursday, unless you're listening live. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye. I see you later.